this Thursday morning, and it's time for Car Talk from Dungas Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change and also the home of the low price tire guarantee. Jason, good morning.
Hi, Charlie. Good morning. Hey.
Yes.
Kind of a momentous morning here. Our last Car Talk with Charlie Turblady, and I want to start off by, first of all, extending how grateful all of us at Dungas Family of Autos are for all of the years of, tolerating Brad and doing this radio show every Thursday morning.
Well, we started off with me and Rusty. It was good. Larry Cohey was a lot of fun as well. And I have enjoyed working with Brad. He gets to tell his family stories and the traditions of the dealership.
Well, and Brad, as I was mentioning before we went on the air, was called in for a Toyota meeting this morning and really regrets not being able to be here. But I can tell you how much Brad enjoys doing this this show every Thursday. It's very special to him. It's very special to all of us at Dungas. And Charlie, we're going to miss you like you wouldn't believe.
Well, I appreciate that. It is. I have been touched by comments like that for about a week of people just wishing well and that sort of thing. Well, so thank you very much. Appreciate it.
The good news is I have family in St. Louis, and anytime the Cubs play, there's a draw for me because I always like seeing the Cubs decimate. What is that little St. Louis team that you're going up to hang out with?
You know darn good and well what it is, and we will. I tell Cub fans we had Harry for 25 years, and then you got the twilight of Harry Carey's career.
This is true. The peak of Harry Carey's career.
How did that Rockford Broglio trade work out for you guys?
Well, that is going to come around, I think. Have you seen where the Cubs play?
I have been to Wrigley.
Wrigley is a pretty.
It is a historic stadium.
It's a good place to play baseball.
Yes, it is. So I will give you all that. And the Cards are in town this weekend at Wrigley.
This is true. Right. So, long story short, Charlie,
you can hear that game
I will
here on 1400 K1.
This is true, and I will come visit you in St. Louis and. Maybe buy you a beer at a game.
Now, I will accept that charity. Thank you very much.
All right.
That compensation is in no way connected with this program, and we're talking Car Talk this morning.
Not beer talk. Charlie, we've got some really exciting things.
I just want to avoid any hint of anything. You remember that scandal from the 50s? We called it payola.
Oh, this is true. Yeah. So no under the table. I will receipt that beer.
Yeah.
So we've got some pretty exciting things going on at Dungas.
You always have something going
well,
on.
Well, the first of the month brings new incentives. Mm-hmm. And we just got incentives in yesterday from Toyota. There are some really great deals on Toyotas this month from the manufacturer. In fact, one of the things that jumped out at me is... right now on the Toyota Avalon and the Toyota Camry, both have incentive money. I think about $3,000 cash back.
That's unusual for Toyota to go
that high. It is very unusual. And then something that I've rarely seen with Toyota, if you are a Toyota driver, there is an additional $2,000 loyalty incentive. So on a new Camry or a new Avalon, you're starting off with about $5,000 in Toyota money.
Most of those incentives are stackable.
It's really a great deal for the consumer. And then we stack the Dungas discount on top of that, and you're driving out with a significantly reduced cost vehicle.
And I believe both of those vehicles come with two years of Toyota Care as well.
2 years of Toyota Care, 2 years, 36,000 miles of complete coverage on just about everything. And on top of that, of course, all vehicles, all new vehicles at Dungas come with our 100,000 mile, 5 year better warranty. And you just can't beat that.
That is a great buy on excellent cars. The Camry correct me if I'm wrong, we're still talking about the best-selling car in the world, right?
Best-selling car in the world, best-selling sedan. So a couple of other things that are going on in Toyota. We were looking at, you and I have talked a little bit about leasing. You and I, we were looking at the lease rates for this month, for May. And there are some fantastic lease rates where, for instance, on a Toyota Tundra, your lease payment is significantly lower than what you can do in terms of a monthly payment on a loan.
Sure.
And then at the end of the lease term, you have a tremendous amount of equity in the vehicle. It really plays in the consumer's advantage. It's something I'm actually taking a look at.
Well, I think it is something that more and more drivers are looking at. Leases kind of grew up on the coasts of the country and are really just now, I'll say, hitting a lot of people's awareness in much of the center.
This is true. You know, we're finding for a lot of drivers, a lease is really the beneficial way to go. It, again, holds your payments down. You build equity in the vehicle. At the end, you have the option to either purchase the vehicle at a significantly reduced cost.
Or pre-negotiated cost, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Or you turn the vehicle in and you get the newest technology.
Win-win.
Exactly. Exactly. So a lot of good things happening at Toyota. Mm-hmm. Some exciting things I cannot quite announce. I've got another 28 minutes before the Ford incentives for May become official, but okay. I got a little sneak peek that they asked me not to talk about on the radio.
Are they great?
Trucks. Trucks,
okay.
And SUVs, uh-huh. Charlie. One thing that...
Well, it was a year ago, not exactly, but with definitely 12 months and not yet 13, that Ford made the announcement that it was moving away from sedans.
Moving away from sedans. We do have a few sedans left on the lot, and I can tell you that we are making some fantastic deals on those sedans. The Mustang, of course, will be around forever.
And a version of the Focus will be around.
A version of the Focus. And, of course, my favorite little kind of crossover SUV, the EcoSport.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, after taking a look at yesterday's incentive announcement from Toyota, they still, their interest rates on vehicles have started to crawl up, Charlie. We knew that was coming.
Mm-hmm. The Prime made decisions several months ago that eventually would affect those deals.
Exactly. One of the things that I noticed coming in this month with Ford is they are continuing a lot of 0 for 72, and I think I can tip my hand. There may be some 90-day no-payment kind of deals, too.
Okay.
Very exciting. And
ask at the dealership for more details.
Yeah, exactly. And then one of the other exciting things that we've got going on at Dunge's is, you know, our Lincoln program, where, of course, we have the Lincoln Concierge program. And one vehicle that I'm really excited about just came in. We have the new Lincoln Nautilus.
We were expecting that when Brad was on last week. He didn't have it a specific date, but he knew it was coming.
I believe it is here. And I've been telling Brad, it's my firm belief that Lincoln should also, when you buy a Nautilus, give you a skipper cap.
I was going to say, something from Captain Nemo needs to be appropriate.
Yeah, something.
Jules Verne did Epulets. A great job of writing that story, and we need to continue the Nautilus tradition.
I think that is so.
Yeah.
So we have all kinds of great deals on new vehicles, and of course, it is definitely used vehicle season.
It is a great time to buy a used car.
Charlie, we have a huge inventory of primarily one-owner, Carfaxed, lovingly driven used vehicles. The majority of the used vehicles on our lot come in as trades. It's not uncommon that we sold the vehicle, we maintain the vehicle, and then we take it back in as a trade. And so we know the whole pedigree, the whole maintenance history.
And I know the Carfax's slogan is ask for the Carfax, but you don't need to ask for the
you
Carfax.
You do not need to ask for the Carfax. We supply the Carfax. We give you as much information as we can gather about the history of the vehicle. And, of course, all of the used vehicles, all of the pre-owned vehicles on our lot go through a pretty rigorous 127-point inspection. And, of course, the vehicles that meet the right criteria, we either manufacturer certified, so they're Toyota certified vehicles or Ford certified used vehicles, or we have our own program, the Dunge's Q certification, which gets you 7 years or 100,000 miles of extra coverage.
There you go. What a great buy at no extra cost to the buyer.
Complimentary. It is something that we do to help people drive with confidence, knowing that they're covered.
Speaking of driving.
Yes.
I understand that you got an event coming up next week.
Charlie, Ford has this fantastic program. They call it Drive for Your School. We feel like if Ford has money that they are willing to literally give to our community, it's really a mistake if we don't take advantage of it. And so we have partnered with our friends at Bartlesville Cheer, and we, well...
You must have someone from the cheer program in. Then we there's an extra person that I've seen in the studio here for about the past 11 minutes.
I don't know about that, but I have Shannon Bailey from Bartlesville Cheer. Shannon is the head coach of Bartlesville Cheer and is helping organize our Drive for School program, which is going on next Tuesday. Shannon, welcome.
Thank you. We're very excited.
We are too. So, Shannon, what are some of the details for next week's event?
Well, we're going to hold the event at the Bartlesville High School on Shawnee, just east of the tennis courts. Hopefully we can avoid a lot of the student traffic coming in and out at lunchtime and everything, but we'll be just east of the tennis courts on May 7th from about 7 to 5-ish.
We're going to be out there all day with... I believe we're bringing 5 or 6 new Fords out. Mm-hmm. And the way this program works with Ford, it is about a 10-minute test drive. You answer a couple of questions when you hop out of the car. Everything's going to be done online. And for every test drive that's completed, Ford will donate $20 to Bartlesville Cheer.
Yes.
Up to $6,000, Charlie. And I think... we have a good shot at raising $6,000 for Bartlesville Cheer.
We hope so. We hope the community comes out and supports the program.
It's analogous to, a car wash kind of a deal with a whole lot less work for the people at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have this one rain or shine, warm or cold, as opposed to car washes, seem to work well in sunny, warm days.
Exactly, exactly. This will be going on next Tuesday, all day, at Bartlesville High School.
Fewer people and, get wet that way, too. Yeah.
The other great thing is that, we don't have to pull students out of class. This doesn't require a commitment from the students.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon and her team of volunteers will help us get people in and out of the new Fords. You take a quick 10-minute test drive. It's going to be essentially 3 right turns around the high school, and you're back. Little triangle, and you're back on Shawnee. You hop out of the car, you answer 4 or 5 questions, and you're on your way.
I think you'd have to turn right 4 times to get back on Shawnee, wouldn't you?
Triangle,
okay,
Charlie.
Okay.
Triangle.
Okay.
So, we're encouraging everybody to go to our Facebook page or the Bartlesville Cheer Facebook page. We have an event there for you to pre-register. If you pre-register, you're going to get in and out maybe a minute and a half quicker.
Okay.
But you really don't have to pre-register. If you're just out and about Tuesday, we are encouraging you to just stop by. It's better than writing a check for $20, although I'm sure Shannon wouldn't say
I would
no to,
Russell Cheer
to
would
somebody
accept your $20.
Writing a $20 check after the test drive. But essentially, it's 10 minutes of your time to help support a really fantastic program.
Do we get to choose which vehicle we want to drive?
You sure do.
Okay, so
you sure do.
You'll have a good selection out there.
We're
going
to try to bring a pretty good range of everything from F-150s. We're going to have a Super Duty out there. We'll, of course, have my favorite little Echo Sport. I think we'll have an Explorer, an Escape, and we'll see what else we can shake loose from the dealership for the day.
Sounds like a great deal. Maybe bring over a Mustang. I don't know.
You know, I bet we could do a really fast little triangle in a Mustang.
I would think that would be an excellent idea, unless, of course, one of the school resources officers was out there with the radar gun.
This is true.
So Shannon, let's talk cheer a little bit with us. How's the team been doing this year?
We're doing pretty well. We're kind of off season right now. We're doing a lot of conditioning, getting prepared for next season. Mm-hmm. And actually, tonight is our first practice for our new squad for the 2019-2020, I can't believe I'm saying that, season. So we're getting geared up.
Wow, that is exciting as you're looking at least the remnants of the 2019 team, mm-hmm. I would assume, but
yes.
Probably picking up some new members too.
Exactly. We've got several new girls that came out this year. We have not found a mascot yet, so we'll be looking for somebody to play Bruiser for next year.
Is that something that can be a year-to-year assignment if you were to pick up, say, a sophomore that had the right skills right now?
Yes. Anybody at the high school level could come ask to be Bruiser.
So in addition to looking for people to come out next Tuesday, we are also looking for Bruiser.
Yes.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
So how many young women participate in Bartlesville Cheer?
Well, from season to season, it differs. When I first started, we had upwards of 40 or 50 in the entire program. Our numbers are down just this last year, so we're kind of on a low note, but we're still looking for cheerleaders, so anybody that's interested could definitely give me a call, and we could do a walk-on tryout and be added to our squad for next year.
Are there some skills that just, and I'm not sure that anything is mandatory, but certain skills that you just say, we want these skills?
Well, they do have to demonstrate their ability to do a cheer, a dance, and then we have them do jumps and show us any tumbling skills that they have, but there aren't necessarily any required elements in terms of tumbling.
Yeah.
We bring in a tumbling coach out of one of the All-Star gyms in Tulsa,
So over the year, how many games cheer?
I can't even tell you.
It's not yours in my high school cheerleading anymore.
That's No. It seems like a very heavy time commitment.
It's a demand for sure. We definitely need athletes who are willing to focus on school first and then cheer, because they will stay busy year round. We go to all the varsity football games, home and away. We go to all the basketball games, home and away. Which is busy. And then we also have been cheering for wrestling the past couple of years. So we're not opposed to going and cheering for other sports.
Oh, that is fantastic. Do you ever get out to the soccer field? Get out to the soccer field.
We do, not on the sideline, but I have a lot of cheerleaders that are out there watching that and baseball.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Is there an opportunity for a younger person to start plugging into cheer?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so definitely.
We have a middle school squad, and this past couple of years, we've been taking 6th through 8th graders on that squad.
That is great.
So we've got quite a few young kids coming up into the program.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
When you are doing the travel, and when you are buying equipment and supplies, the funding, where does that come from?
A lot of the funding comes from the parents. It's not cheap, and with school systems, they're stretched, so we get very little money in the budget from the schools. They just can't afford to fork out that kind of money anymore, so a lot of what we do is fundraise to keep the costs down. And of course, the Drive for Your School event would help greatly. When we purchased Bruiser, the mascot costume last year, it was very costly, way more than what most people would expect. It's a nice costume.
As I recall, the number or what I would expect it to be, it's right around the maximum amount that Ford's going to donate.
Yeah, it's a lot.
This is right here the reason that anybody who's listening right now should take the time next Tuesday. We will be at Bartlesville High School all day long, just off of Shawnee, by the basket or by the tennis courts. Rain or shine, and 10 minutes will help you. You will help support Bartlesville Cheer. You will help offset the cost that these young women and their parents take on to run this great program.
And while I'm sure you would want serious test drives, on the other hand, come test drive. If this makes you a better consumer 3 years from now when you buy a car, at least you had the test drive, right?
No, Charlie, we're not looking for people who are in market.
Right.
We are not looking for people who are ready to buy a car tomorrow or even next year. We are looking for people who are willing to help Bartlesville Cheer. Again, this is money that Ford has offered. They are willing to write Bartlesville Cheer a check for up to $6,000. And frankly, if we leave that money on the table, shame on us. This is an opportunity for everybody in Bartlesville to take 10 minutes to do something right and to step up and take a quick three-turn triangular drive around the high school. You're in, you're out. And it will help support Bartlesville Cheer for the next year.
And I think that's really, the crux of what we're doing this time is it is come out and support the Cheer Squad. And by the way, if you happen to meet a few of the folks involved and wish them well for the 2020 season, that's a bonus.
Exactly. So, Shannon, are any of the, I haven't even asked you this, are any of the cheerleaders going to be able to come out and cheer a little bit while we're...
They definitely can. We're probably going to have them either early or late.
Okay.
They'll be in class most of the rest of the day.
Well, we don't want any of them missing class.
They may feel differently. I don't know.
There may be some volunteers.
Oh, their hands are in the air right now, I promise.
Well, you know, it is that time of the year when there's that disease that goes around, that senioritis.
We've got a lot of that. We've got some junioritis. And sophomoreitis,
I remember those days.
They're all ready to be out.
That last month of school was always painful.
Yes.
So, again, I'm going to push it one more time. We're going to be doing Ford Drive for Your School, supporting Bartlesville Cheer, Tuesday from 7 to 5. All we're asking for anybody who's listening is to come out and take a quick 10-minute test drive. There's no obligation. You don't have to be in the market for a vehicle. We're not going to try to sell you a vehicle. What we're really trying to do is capture as much of the $6,000 that Ford has offered as a donation and bring it here to Bartlesville to do some good. And again, if you're listening and we don't hit that $6,000 to donate to Bartlesville Cheer, shame on us. So, let's get out there and support Bartlesville Cheer next Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Bartlesville High School off of Shawnee. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, go to Dunge's Ford's Facebook page to sign up, go to Bartlesville Cheer's Facebook page to sign up, and let's raise some money. If we are leaving that $6,000 in Ford's pocket, or any of that $6,000 that they are willing to just give us, shame on us.
Well, that certainly is an obligation that I think the community will feel heavily and take that short time to take that test drive again. And I think it's great. You're not saying, you know, that we're going to call you up five times in the next 3 days and try to sell you the car you drove. If you happen to like it, that's a bonus. But other than that, that's not the main goal.
This is not about selling people cars. This is about raising money for Bartlesville Cheer.
That's a great thing. Shannon, I'm happy to see that you're working forward to the 2020 team. And looking for, I'll just say, forward to that team bringing home some great awards next year.
We hope so. They're going to work hard. They always do.
It's a great opportunity to show your school spirit and have a good time in the process. I know it's hard work, but it appears like they're always having fun.
Yes, and you know, really as a cheerleader, what you're trying to do is promote community spirit around the school and get the kids excited for sporting events and, you know.
Yeah, and somebody gets to be Bruiser.
Yes, exactly. Somebody needs to step up and be Bruiser. That's the best part.
Okay. It's a major investment for the cost of the uniform or costume, I guess, is the proper term. Somebody needs to wear it.
Yes, somebody needs to wear it.
Proudly. Yes. Proudly.
Jason, we also talked earlier about the program, just the great selection, Lincoln, Toyota, Ford, and a great selection of pre-owned, pre-loved cars as well.
Fantastic selection of pre-owned, pre-loved vehicles. It is used vehicle season. We do see a lot of people coming in looking at vehicles for college students going off in the fall. We see a lot of people buying, you know, some of the smaller new vehicles as well for college students going off in the fall. Toyota has a couple of great vehicles that are just built for college students.
Yes, they do. Yeah, just kind of sip on that gas tank, and you can't fund the whole semester on one tank of gas, but you can sure make it stretch a long way.
You definitely can, and you know, if you're going off to school and you need something economical, definitely come see us at Dungey's Family of Autos. We'll show you our selection of Toyotas, we'll show you our selection of Fords, and we'll also show you what we have in the way of lovingly owned, one-owner used vehicles.
Well, you add that on a used vehicle purchase for things like tires for life, other things that make the value of that car increase as far as the pleasure of ownership.
Exactly. What we're really trying to do is make sure that your cost of ownership stays at a minimum, that you get as much value out of your vehicle as absolutely possible, and that when you're done with your vehicle, you can always bring it back to Dungey's, and we will buy any vehicle that comes in. So we're really there to help people get the most value out of their transportation.
And I think that's the important word we're using here. We're looking at value, again, whether it's a brand new car or something that still qualifies for the Q certification. And it is going to be as trouble-free as possible during your time of ownership.
Exactly. And, you know, one other thing I'd be really remiss if I didn't mention today, Charlie. Of course, we're the home of the 995 oil change.
Right.
Both on our Toyota drive and our Ford drive. You can either make an appointment online at dungeyschoice.com, or you can just drive right in for the 995 oil change. But I am looking outside, and I am noticing a little bit of cloudiness, and it is wiper blade season, Charlie, so if you've got blades that are flopping around and flipping around,
squeak, squeak.
If you were driving during the last couple of days and couldn't see through the rain.
Well, let me think, about 6 inches of rainfall in places, and on a Tuesday afternoon, as I recall, we were in here for severe weather coverage, and it was a lot of water real quick.
Oh, please come in. We'll slap some wiper blades right on your vehicle, get you in and out.
You can do that on the service drive.
We definitely can, and you know, it's definitely a safety issue at this time of the year. Also a good time of the year to make sure that your tires are making good contact with the ground. If you haven't rotated your tires in the last 5,000 miles, it's time to rotate your tires. And if your tires are showing wear, if your brakes are showing wear, especially with the weather we're getting ready to have, please come into Dungey's Family of Autos for some maintenance.
That's for sure. And we have just about a minute. I also want us to point out that if you haven't given the interior of your car a great cleaning recently, make an appointment with Enrique.
Oh, we do. Enrique does such a great job of making any car look like it's factory new. One call to Dungey's, 918-333-0900. We'll get you set up with Enrique. He'll get you detailed in and out. So, Charlie, in the last couple of seconds, yeah. I want to reiterate how much we've loved working with you, how much Brad has loved working with you, and how much all of us at the Dungey's Family of Autos wish you well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Jason. And this program will continue. We'll highlight the same things we've always highlighted, ownership, maintenance of your vehicle, and, by the way, we will buy your car.
That's so right.
So thank you so much. Get out there for that test drive. That's Tuesday, starting
Tuesday
at,
all day, 7 to 5 at Bartlesville High School, just off of Shawnee.
Thank you very much. Car Talk on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. News on the way in just a bit on AM 1400, 93.3 FM. Good morning, coming up on 10 o'clock.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnes.